This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from the Diamond Factory. Come see us off of Omega. And this is going to be an explosive segment because I asked Mike, do you not have questions? And he said, I've been thinking about questions all week, so you shut your mouth. So this is going to be a very good segment. All right, Mike, what are your football questions?
All right, so
I want to try to burn through these as fast as possible to put you through the test.
I have a zillion football questions.
I have a huge note if we run out of stuff.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
So first, before I ask my first football question, Jalen Hurts is impressing me quite a bit, okay? So he keeps getting better and better and better. And
that last game was very good.
He won't stop getting better, damn it. Okay? So here's my first football question to you. Who is better right now, Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott, and why?
I think in this moment, I am going to go with Dak. I get the season for Jalen Hurts is more impressive because he didn't miss any time, but this offense has been a freaking juggernaut since Dak came back. Third down conversions, points scored, first downs achieved, yards. I am going with Dak. It is close, and Jalen Hurts continues to impress. Jalen Hurts is ahead in the MVP rankings for sure, but just in this moment, I'll take Dak.
You realize that Jalen Hurts has only thrown one interception since week four?
Wow.
Like that's what the offense.
And what you're saying is you're saying Dak throws a very catchable ball to
absolutely.
The cornerbacks and safeties.
That is something that is hugely beneficial to this offense is that their ability to run the way that they do allows for him to have very clean games. Like Jalen Hurts can have some very clean, good-looking games because their running game works
so effectively. Are you defecting then?
I might be, man. This is interesting. Just looking at some of these numbers, and like that was my big concern was that his accuracy would lead to more interceptions because we thought he was an inaccurate quarterback. But again, he's finding AJ Brown wide open, with nobody within 15 yards of him. He's finding Smith wide open because of the way that they scheme their offense. So at the moment, I might have to go with Hurts, but Dak is making a good case for it.
I do think it's 50-50 now, and I've been.
I get that
on. As much as maybe people think, oh, you hate Dak, I've been on Dak's bandwagon as better than Jalen Hurts. And it's not like, to your point, Kevin, it's not like Dak's playing bad. Obviously, the first half wasn't his best half of the season.
I got something for you about that tomorrow for sure.
And then, obviously, the fourth quarter was just blowout city, which was great. I wonder now, as we're getting closer to the playoffs, Dak versus Hurts is – to me now, a 50-50 true good debate.
And is the concern there is you thought going into the playoffs otherwise it was going to be like
that
a discernible advantage.
That I thought Dak would
be
better, but now I'm like, crap, Hurts keeps getting better, and now I'm really worried that maybe Hurts is
you worried
by
he
a
might
hair
win the MVP?
Passing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you mean worried?
Yeah, they gave it to Lamar.
Because he has been taught. Okay, you watch. Damn, man.
All right. So
you are ready for combat today, aren't you?
My next football question. So the college football season is pretty much over. I know Army versus Navy is this week, but that kind of feels like a postseason game in college football. We always talk about how much more football we want. How much more regular season football do you want? Or how much are you kind of looking forward to now NFL playoffs?
I know the other day Sean asked Jerry, like, man, are you surprised? Like, does it feel like it's gone by too fast? And then here I am looking at the rest of the schedule going, man, I just want it to be done quicker because the Cowboys are playing well. Like, I don't want any extra games. But I like as much football as I can get. I love the idea of Sunday is football day, and I don't have any other responsibilities that day. I get everything done on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday I get to relax.
Yeah, I'm fine with more football for now just because I still think – you're jockeying for position, and that's become really interesting to me. Like, the San Francisco-Miami game was uber interesting to me because of a variety of reasons. So right. I'm okay with the way it's going.
Well, then my follow-up would be, what if there were still 8 more games left in the season? Because I do think the goal of the NFL is to get to 20 regular season games. And I feel like as college football, now we know who our playoff games are and stuff like that. And the bowl game, I don't really care too much about the bowl games, but we do have our TCU, you know, versus Michigan December 28th, which is exciting. And then I think to myself, gosh, we're not even going to be close to the end of the regular season on December 28th. And what if you had 8 more games left?
Would they try to phase out preseason in that instance? Because you know what, Jerry has said this a couple of times, and I get it, this is the spin. He goes, I view it as a 20 game season no matter what, which I feel is disingenuous, right? Because Dak's not playing all those games and everything like that. But the point was, that way when they add the 18th game and just cut it down to 2 preseason games, you know, their pitch to the NFLPA is, what difference does it make? It's still 20 games. So do you think they would cut out preseason altogether then?
I do think they'd cut out preseason altogether and just play 20 regular season games. I do think that will be in our lifetime. We're going to get to 20 regular season games, but
okay.
I don't think they want to add those games in August. I don't think they want to be playing football when it's 105 degrees in certain areas of the country that don't have retractable roofs. I do think they would rather
roll into March.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do think they'd rather do it that way than start it in August. I don't think they want – I think they want the football season being almost during school season. I know here we start school a lot earlier. I don't know how it goes around the country. I just wonder about, man, will 20 regular season games – how much does it dilute? And I know right now I kind of understand like 2 or 3 more regular season games I'm good with, but I am looking forward to the postseason quite a bit right now.
Do you think the players should kind of battle for more money in the playoffs then? Like, you talk about baseball and it's kind of like it's all – that the owners get to pocket a lot of that.
Right.
Should the players, if that's the case, if they add another regular season game, should they
– they'd probably just go no practice.
As long as we don't have to practice this week.
No practice ever.
The scouts are going to go insane. They're going to be like, well, how the hell do I know what new people to put on the team? They're like, I don't know.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Figure it out.
All right, so Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to throw in an opinion here and then a question. I think the Cowboys played them at the exact right time, which is amazing because they didn't even have Dak Prescott for that game. How big of a threat are the Cincinnati Bengals to winning the Super Bowl right now?
Yeah, they jumped over Miami for me this week, and I wonder if they've moved past Buffalo for some people, or because I know Buffalo bounced back up to number one. I wonder if they moved past the Chiefs. I have lots of questions, but you see they're already – it's short, but they're proven postseason track record. If you tell me that you think Cincinnati's going back to the Super Bowl, I would not scoff at that.
Current odds right now, Kevin, have them still behind Buffalo, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Dallas, San Francisco, and then Cincinnati.
So third in the AFC.
Yeah, third in the AFC. Which if they're
– What's the odd?
In the, it's 11, around 1,100, 1,180, 1,200, kind of in that range.
That's a pretty good bet right now.
I mean, that's really close to San Francisco, too. Like, the San Francisco's 11 to 900.
I think Cincinnati's got a better shot to win the Super Bowl than San Francisco.
All right, next question. How bad is Baltimore right now?
They suck.
They're really –
I mean, they beat Carolina 13-0 and barely beat
–
those are two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Really, really bad.
But they're still going to make the playoffs, right, because of their schedule and their record right now?
I think so. Sorry, I was looking up. I know I've got a oh, man.
Do you have a futures bet on Baltimore?
No, I had a stat about that Ravens-Broncos game. Do you want me to drop the amazing Russell Wilson stat right here? All right, so they still won the game, right?
Drop it like it's hot.
With Brett Hundley, they won that game. They beat the Broncos 10-9. Russell Wilson has more bathrooms in his house than he does touchdown passes this season.
Don't the Cowboys have one less defensive touchdown than Russell Wilson does passing touchdowns
that
so far this year?
Sad.
Yeah, but he has 8 and the Cowboys have 7.
And he has 12 bathrooms in his house. So his house is popping, but he is awful.
Yeah,
and
it's
they
more
are
of flushing.
stuck with that. But yeah, by the way, an Aaron Rodgers fact, since we talked about this a couple weeks ago, they built in something in his contract that a giant amount of his guaranteed money voids if he retires. So you know how we had talked about, like, he has to play next year. Not necessarily.
Mike, the question you asked, though, I'm looking at their schedule, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, which I think the Falcons might be able to win, and then Cincinnati, if they might need to win at the end of the season. So that might be a game where we're looking at it going
talking
Cincinnati.
About Baltimore?
Yeah, they have to beat Baltimore to you know make maybe win the division. But, yeah, they do have a pretty easy schedule considering the Steelers aren't as good as they typically are.
They are playing god-awful right now. Like we said, Brett Hundley had to come in. And then John Harbaugh said it's possible Lamar Jackson could play this week, but very unlikely. And almost, I think he said it might be like take a miracle or something like that.
The Titans just fired their GM.
They did?
Yeah.
And they're winning their division,
Rappaport,
right?
Yeah. According to Ian Rappaport, the Titans just fired GM John Robinson.
Is it because A.J. Brown destroyed him?
I will continue to search for more information on this.
Wow.
That's
there
interesting.
So they're going to make the playoffs and win their division, but they've lost two straight, and so he's out. I think Baltimore is comfortably still going to hit 10 wins, but I hear your point about they are just – they're bad.
Right now, they're at Pittsburgh, and they're three-point dogs. The Ravens are dogs right now, 8-4 versus 5-7, and they're three-point dogs.
Did you see the Vikings one? The Vikings are underdog to the Lions.
And that's a noon game. Kirk Cousins is okay there. I don't understand that. By the way, the Cowboys are favored by 17.
That's, I know.
Okay, my next question. I know this is a cow. Usually I try to go around the NFL and avoid a little bit of Cowboys. How bad do the Cowboys have to play for this to even be a competitive game on Sunday?
You know what? And I would not be surprised. I'm really interested.
As they did that as they played the first three quarters of the last game.
Yeah, and then combine that with the first quarter of the Giants game.
Yeah.
Like that's what we have to put all together is that line started at 14.5 points, and it already jumped up to 17. 17. I was talking to Jess about that. She goes, oh, man, that seems like a lot for an NFL game.
The over-under is 44.5. Is that just based on the Cowboys score? Like, is the Cowboys a 44.5 over-under?
That means they're projecting it at what, about 30.5 to 13.5? And did you see, if you click on that, I told you how much the ESPN analytics love the Cowboys. By the way, they think the Cowboys are the most likely team to win the Super Bowl right now, ESPN's
wow.
analytics. They've got that at 96.5 to 3.5% for the Texans to win. Or okay. something like that.
All right, so my next football question is based off of Miami losing to the third-string quarterback for San Francisco. How big of a hit, you kind of mentioned it a
yeah.
second ago, how big of a hit did Miami take in the jumble-up of Cincinnati moves back up into the Buffalo, Kansas City, Cincinnati conversation? Can you consider Miami part of that conversation? Why or why not?
I think they are in that conversation, but I think they're decidedly now in the bottom half. Like before, if you wanted to tell me the Dolphins with Tua, who had not lost a game that he played the whole game, were undefeated. If you told me they're on the same level as Kansas City and Buffalo, I'm here to listen to that. I don't think you can make that argument just today. They have an opportunity to get it back, but today I don't think they're in that group.
They need to figure out to that they need to just not stop scoring. Like, that's their problem a lot of times is they're like, well, let our defense do that. Your defense stinks. Stop doing that. Just
right.
go out there and score 100 points if you can. Try to do that in a game because their defense isn't good enough
but
right
don't
now.
Don't they have Byron Jones?
Yeah. Is he hurt this year? I thought he had a situation.
I don't know. I don't follow his career. It's kind of boring. I mean, he's good, but I don't want to follow, like, good cornerback's career. He's not, like, a Hall of Famer or anything.
You want a great cornerback.
It's like he's like Daryl Green or Deion
right.
Sanders.
Wow.
Or,
right.
Like, I don't even really follow Ramsey's career, except I know he talks a lot of trash and he's really good.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Byron Jones is a good player. He's having a good career. He's never going to have to worry about money the rest of his life. But, like, I'm not following that guy's career.
Okay.
Just like, I don't even know who the 49ers quarterback is, but let me ask you this 49ers question.
I can make a way so you won't forget it.
Well, make that way for me and answer, have you now written off the 49ers in the playoffs?
Okay, so the way I'm going to make sure you can remember it, just don't fill in the blanks here, is do you remember when Nick Foles
uh-huh.
came in, they called him Nick Big?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Foles?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So
Big Foles.
So Brock, what do you think George Kittle
oh
says?
Oh, my gosh.
His George Kittle.
Like you wear
stock.
A jock.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say.
Because the stock market's
Brock,
going back up.
Jock strap. What's his last name?
Purdy.
Oh, our boss.
Yes. Oh my God.
Is he related? Did Purdy have a kid?
I am not aware of their direct relation, but yeah, that's what they call him, Brock.
Stock
mm-hmm. Purdy, let's say.
Yeah.
And to your point, I'm not saying that the 49ers can't be in the mix somewhere, but I don't fear playing them anymore. That was the number one matchup I feared for the Cowboys, and it's not the 49ers anymore. It goes back to the Eagles.
I'm looking at it. San Francisco's a 3.5-point favorite against Tampa Bay. Just to show, Tampa Bay won last night. I have no clue how I was watching. They did. They won.
They did.
I can't
believe
they won.
Because Taysom Hill can't hold on to the ball.
Okay. Tom Brady. Do you fear him at all come playoff time? Because most likely, the Cowboys are playing Tom Brady in the playoffs the first game.
The only scenario I fear is that direct scenario you drew up, is they're down 6 and he gets the ball. And then I'm going to be like, well, crap. But I don't think it's going to get to that point. He looked awful in that game. Like, I know, I heard DA's like, oh, my God, he did an amazing comeback, blah, blah, blah. If you watch the rest of the game, he looked awful.
True.
My thing, it's not necessarily Tom Brady as much as the Cowboys. That was their worst outing.
It really was offensively.
And so, like, are the Buccaneers that good defensively that they can do that again? And what if the Cowboys, what on their schedule so far have you said, well, that's the best defense and the Cowboys just obliterated them? I don't have one, especially with Dak back.
I know that. Well, I guess I'm out of time. So what do I do?
I mean, we can just go to the next segment, and you know what, Mike?
I'm really out of questions.
I do have more.
It's based off of Philly and Dallas again. I was going to go back to that well.
Well, coming up next, this is a segment that I hope everyone listens to and enjoys. It's our history lesson, how the Cowboys' fourth quarter against the Colts brought us into an NFL scandal from 1925. We will discuss that next, live at the Diamond Factory, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9:54 left. First down, pitch off. Left to Pollard. Wending his way through people. 20, 15, 10, 5. Pollard! Dancing and walking the dog. Touchdown for the second time tonight.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This might be the segment above all others I'm most excited for today.
Did Mike just pour, like, hazelnut coffee? Because that smells amazing.
Yes, he said it was caramel.
Oh, my gosh. It smells fantastic in here right now.
So this is the segment I'm pumped for. Is Corey and I had a dispute about the fourth quarter yesterday, and that has led me into an NFL scandal from 1925.
The Mavericks fourth quarter where we had a Hardy party?
Yes, in the last 2 minutes where he scored 10 points in two minutes. That was pretty incredible.
No. How many points did Devin Booker score in his 48 minutes?
Like 10? 13? 11. Okay.
Chicken head, you know?
I do know. Thanks, Mike. All right. So the Cowboys scored 33 points in the fourth quarter against the Colts, which I said was the third most all time. Corey said was the second most of all time. And here's where the breakdown happens. Is the most ever scored is the Detroit Lions scored 34 in 2007 against the Chicago Bears.
And that's a fact. Like, yes. That is a valid fact.
That is an accepted fact.
We both knew that answer.
Because it happened in 2007. But then in 1925, mm-hmm. this is where the dispute comes from.
Help me out here. The Lions did that against the Bears?
Yeah.
In 2007.
What year did the Bears go to the Super Bowl?
I think it was 2006.
Was it?
I think it was the year before.
With Rex Chapman Grossman?
Yes, Rex Chapman Grossman has lots of like super liberal
Blocker
political.
George.
Yeah. Is so I said it was the third, and Corey said it was the second because Dallas Cowboys PR says the Chicago Cardinals scored 34 points in 1925. Is
it was 2006, yes.
Okay. Is Sportskeeda says 33, and then Wikipedia says 32.
Okay.
So three different sites have three different numbers. And so I checked Pro Football Reference. Pro Football Reference also says 33. So they would seem to overrule the Dallas Cowboys PR staff, though I wonder if they got those directly from the NFL. And so that's the whole thing. Do you believe the NFL or Pro Football Reference? I know you might say the NFL, but Pro Football Reference also acknowledges sacks as an individual statistic, so maybe we should go with them.
And also, Pro Football Reference has never covered up a concussion situation.
That is a great point. But more importantly than any of that, because you might be like, I don't care. Second, third, it was an amazing fourth quarter.
Fair, it was awesome. It was a blast.
Exactly. Fair enough. However, I started to read more about this 1925 Chicago Cardinals game, and I have now become obsessed with this.
Okay.
So in 1925, specifically December 10th, 1925, the Chicago Cardinals defeated the Milwaukee Badgers 58-0 or 59-0, depending on which numbers you were inclined to believe. And you might be like, I did not know that the Milwaukee Badgers were a football team. Also, just to show you how crazy the NFL used to be, that game was held on a Thursday. The Chicago Cardinals played again 2 days later on a Saturday.
Why would they do that to their bodies?
Well, here's the reason. The same reason
they were men.
That this game against the Milwaukee Badgers was nonsense. So the story goes.
I think you mean Wisconsin.
No, it was against the Milwaukee Badgers at the time. But you have to go back even younger for who played on that team. Because so the story goes,
Babe Ruth.
Is Chicago hired high school players to play on this Milwaukee team so that Chicago could defeat them and artificially inflate their record to win the NFL championship. All right. So you know how we have
what?
Yes. Hold. Don't worry. If
that was the commissioner, David Stern.
It was. If that was a lot of information for you, we'll walk it through one step at a time. So, there didn't used to be, not only obviously not a Super Bowl, but there didn't even used to be an NFL championship. They just played out the games, and whoever had the best winning percentage, they would win the NFL championship. So the Pottsville Maroons. Had
of course the Maroons.
Sure.
You mean morons.
The Pottsville Maroons had the best win-loss record in the NFL in 1925. So the story goes is that the Chicago Cardinals convinced the Milwaukee Badgers to play an extra game. The Milwaukee Badgers didn't have enough players. So the Chicago Cardinals hired a group of high school kids to go play on that team so the game could take place. Hence why Chicago scored 32, 33, 34, whatever you think the number is, in the fourth quarter to facilitate their 58-0 victory.
Wow.
And guess what? They would play again 2 days later, and they would be victorious, which led to what? Which led to the Chicago Cardinals winning the 1925 NFL championship at first. However, there is, of course, more to the story.
There's no way.
Well, there is definitely a way. So the scandal involved Art Foltz. He's the guy who hired all of the players to play.
Mark Hill's dad.
Can you imagine if it was 1925 right now, and then they said, we're going to have this thing called the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
We're like, what?
Why?
Well,
I don't get it.
Okay. Just to show your point, just wait until you see why the story was allowed to play out like this, because it's wild. Is so Art Foltz did all this stuff that I talked about. A few weeks later.
I'm working at Sears right now. I can't play.
Exactly. Yes. Actually, you're right about that. It's a few weeks later, NFL president Joseph Carr learned that high school players had been used. He told them that the 58-0 win would be stricken from the record. But guess what? The league never got around to removing it from the official records.
Why
in
not?
Fact, it is still in the NFL record book to this day. They can't count stats for sacks back in the 70s, but they still count this game. But eventually, they figured out what was up, and they ordered the Milwaukee franchise, the owner, to sell within 90 days, and they barred Art Foltz for life from football. Except, of course, that is not what ended up happening. They barred him for football for life. That ban was lifted the next year because they were worried he was going to go.
It's a very short lifetime.
Yes, it is a very short lifetime because there was another upstart football league that was about to start to take on the NFL, and they were worried that Art Foltz would go to the new football
league. XFL, yeah.
Also,
this is how far back it goes into failing.
Yes, exactly. Also, Chris O'Brien, who ran the Cardinals, was fined $1,000. They then removed that fine because it would bankrupt the franchise.
What?
The $1,000 fine would have bankrupted the franchise, and then
that's how the Vegas Raiders are right now.
Actually, that is a
we
really,
don't have any money.
That is a really great point. So they were like, and I know you're like 1925. This is a long time ago. I looked it up. They said nowadays that'd be about $17,000. So $17,000 would have bankrupted the Chicago franchise, which does make them like the Raiders, because pro football was not popular right then. And that's the reason that this was so hard to figure out, is people were way more focused on college football at this time, which is why you could just set up rogue NFL games. They set this up without it even being approved at first. That's why they played on the Thursday and the Saturday and originally won the NFL championship.
Now, Kevin, my understanding is they only had two winning seasons after 1925 and then had a season or a 10-year stretch where they had losing seasons. They were a miserable franchise.
They were, and they were the champions or they were not the champions, depending on who you go ahead and believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, in July of 1926, the Pottsville Maroons were given the NFL championship back. You know why? Because they did not want to lose them to the American Football League, which was the new league that was starting up.
And it's amazing that 100 years ago, there's a lot of history to Major League Baseball, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know there's only 10 or 12 teams back then, but a lot of history. We talk about Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and all this stuff. I don't know any of this. This all is foreign to me. And if you bring up NBA basketball, I don't even know if it existed because we're the 75th anniversary was last year. So there literally was no professional basketball. Like, it's just like there's just no history to the NFL until you get kind of to, I don't know, when do you get – the 70s?
The 70s, it feels
the 60s,
like yeah.
The Super Bowl starts NFL history for the most part. They always refer to the merger.
Yeah, I feel like in the 60s with more of Lombardi, people were at least aware. And maybe in the 50s to a certain extent. But this was when it was the Wild West. So they gave the championship back to the Pottsville Maroons. And then the Chicago Cardinals were like, well, we're not going to accept it. Well, guess what? 1933, Charles Bidwell took over as the owner, and he claimed the championship belonged to them in 1925.
This is like the Texas A&M.
Yes.
A&M is very good at claiming championships
and
that we
men.
Didn't have. And, no, we did start that. Is
Seattle.
Yeah.
And then, stop that. From the 254, and the sad thing is, if we would have just kicked our damn extra point, we could have had more points to go along with this. So you could have set the record, and maybe it wouldn't have been a disputed record, or you could have at least tied the accepted record. But instead, the Cowboys are either, let's say, second or third, depending on what your take on history is. And this is one of the biggest and first scandals in NFL history, where they paid high school players to take a dive so a team could win the championship, which was then taken away from them. And the guy who set it up was banned for life, except he was reinstated the very next year, all because of this one scandal.
Man, was there anything spicy also into this? Was there anybody cheating on their wives or anything like that? Like,
I mean,
one of those kind of scandals?
Roaring 20s.
Oh,
gotta be for sure.
Yeah.
We're the Kansas.
Gotta go catch that steam engine.
Oh, my God. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming up next.
It trains.
Tyreek and Davante Adams continue to thrive. We'll talk about that in Gridiron Gravy next right here on The Fan.
Back to throw Tua again, looking deep, deep downfield, and he's got Tyreek! Touchdown, Miami!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Diamond Factory, where I believe maybe Mike is looking at making some purchases, but I guess I should probably just keep that information myself. He's definitely not going to
make it. No, he's definitely looking at some really cool stuff here at the Diamond Factory, maybe making a purchase. But I also was going to say, if you turned your head here.
We're in PKs.
Spain just hit the post.
Ah!
And that's not good. What about
that? You're right. That is.
And that's not good,
that
right?
That is not good.
You don't get the rebound on penalty kicks.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It either goes in or it doesn't, and it didn't. So right now, What's Mar? Morocco. I got it. I knew it. Yeah, they're up 1-0 in penalty kicks over Spain.
All right.
I know ESP means Spain.
Okay, that's.
You throw an N on there. It's a sports station.
But how did he know? Is right now. It's time to go. You love that joke. Admit it.
Yeah.
Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip
with. Biscuits, 2-0. Morocco is up.
Did we miss the dip?
He kicked it right at the goalie, and the goalie jumped out of the way. Goalie scared of the ball. That's a horrible trait to have if you're a goalie, is to jump out of the way of the ball.
That's bad.
Now, if you missed Corey's news from earlier, it is that the Titans.
Yeah, we missed the dip yesterday.
Did we?
That was the that's the news.
I had no clue Morocco was good at soccer.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Reggie didn't do it either. So
dang. Oh, my gosh.
Our streak ended. Our Wordle streak ended, man.
Wow.
By the way, since we're in Gridiron Gravy, after the Mavs game, I went to a sports bar, Times Square, thinking I was going to get to watch the fourth quarter of TCU and Kansas State. And maybe other football games. Every TV was on the World Cup. Not one they had 30 televisions or whatever in there, and not one television was on football, American football. It was on football.
Makes sense.
And I was not going to ask.
It's
for
the
them
world's
to,
most popular sport. So.
Oh, my God. Spain missed again?
Did they really?
Well, they got blocked. It's literally two. It's over.
Oh, yeah, because it was a shootout. Yeah, the purest
If I'm Morocco, I say, you know what? We don't even need to shoot. Just kick it at the goalie. He's going to jump out of the way.
All right.
How many times does the goalie stand in the same spot and doesn't move? Ha, I told you I wasn't going to move.
Wow. So, yes, I am also now getting caught up just a little bit with Morocco and Spain. But let's go across the NFL, and we just played the clip. Let's talk about some of these wide receivers that are thriving, specifically Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams. Is Tyreek Hill. He has 6 games this year with at least 125 yards receiving. He's the 4th player since the merger with at least 125 yards receiving in 6 or more games in the first 12 games of the season, joining Calvin Johnson, Josh Gordon, in case you forgot about how good he looked like he was going to be, and Julio Jones. So amazing props to Tyreek Hill for having a heck of a start to the season.
I want you to look at this real quick, Mike. This is the top 4 receivers' numbers this year.
Okay.
And
very similar.
Diggs is left off the top, out of the top receivers in the league all the time. And I'm looking at those numbers going, Diggs is a top 3, even though Tyreek Hill has some pretty exceptional numbers too.
I'd had no idea that Davante Adams had 12 touchdown catches.
Yeah,
this year.
He's gotten some big, huge.
And obviously Cooper Kupp getting hurt helps those guys out, because usually he would be in the conversation, and I don't know where Ja'Marr Chase would be if he didn't have to miss some
games.
He's
a top 3 for me if he's healthy, but this year obviously he wasn't healthy all season.
Man, Spain did not practice penalty kicks before the World Cup.
That was such a half-ass kick too. They deserve to miss that.
They're 0-3.
I know.
I thought penalty kicks. I know. I'm not.
5.
I know, but I'm not a soccer guy. I thought they were kind of easy to score.
Yes. The odds are definitely not in the goalie's favor.
Kick the ball at the goalie. He always dives one way or the other. He never doesn't move.
Just kick it to the middle.
For Las Vegas wide receiver Devontae Adams, he had 8 catches for 177 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Raiders' win over the Chargers. He leads all players with 85 touchdown catches since entering the NFL in 2014, surpasses Calvin Johnson for the 5th most touchdown receptions by a player in their first 9 seasons. So that's a Hall of Famer he just passed, and he's putting together a heck of a run.
Do you think, by the way, he kicked it right at the goalie, soft? Guess what? Score.
Morocco wins.
The goalie moved. The goalie always moves.
Morocco wins, and Spain is out of the World Cup.
That's a big upset, right?
Yep, that's a pretty big upset right
okay.
there.
So when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr., I know I'm taking it back to Odell Beckham Jr. because it seems like every Cowboy fan wants him. I know it was really cool at the Maverick game late last night when they started the OBJ chant. But when you look at some of these guys, do you think Tyreek Hill's going to be one of the few, the Larry Fitzgeralds, the Jerry Rices? There's very few wide receivers that get into their 30s, not even late 30s, but 30s,
yeah,
and is a premium wide receiver. Do you think Tyreek Hill will be an exception to that?
I think it's starting to look like that because he has kind of that opportunity by moving teams to sort of reinvent himself. Because Tua and Mahomes are not the same. So
yeah,
he's kind of changing up his what he's doing. So maybe.
Yeah.
I know the odds are against
Choppy
him.
Was like, will littler receivers last longer? But name the 5 greatest receivers of all time, or name guys that – accrued
yeah,
a lot of stats. They're not little guys.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice.
Terrell
Owens.
You know, in that era, though, Mike, we weren't running out a lot of little receivers. Antoine Randle-El became the first, like him and Welker. That's when the era of the littler receiver became, we can use them this way.
Didn't Denver and Miami with Elway and Marino just have a whole bunch of little receivers?
I do not remember. I believe that they had a
–
I remember Parmalee was a running back.
I mean, I'm talking about the 80s.
Oh, okay.
In like, I felt like Denver had, like, weren't they called the 3 Amigos? Because I don't know.
I don't recall that. That might be a little too
early. I mean, my best memory of the Elway group is obviously Rod Smith and McCaffrey group. I don't remember the other receivers they had back then.
I guess I would have a hard and fast rule of – I don't want receivers once they hit 32 years old. They're finished. I can't bet on I have Larry Fitzgerald. I can't bet on I have Jerry Rice. I just feel like most wide receivers – this is fun because I think once they hit 31, 32 years old, you got to watch out because 90% of premium receivers hit this age and they just start falling off a cliff.
You brought the Devontae Adams just passed of Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he – played with Rodgers and is doing similar things with Derek Carr will speak to should he be in the Hall of Fame when it comes to Devontae Adams down the road.
He had such a slow start to his career.
Yeah, he really did. He was kind of behind like a Jordy Nelson.
And
there were some other things.
Off.
And then
yeah,
all of a sudden he was on fire.
Now, I think you'll like this quote from Dan Campbell about his job security. He said yesterday, "I know at one point I was going to get fired, and now I'm not."
Nice.
So, like, he's saying based off
of – he knew at one point.
No, I think he's saying based off of public and media perception.
Gotcha.
I don't think he's saying, like, the team told him,
man,
he's fired.
How wild would that be? Is they come down, and they're, like, standing in his doorway, and they're like, "Hey, Dan, we're thinking about firing you next week, so we'll let you know, though." And they come back, and they're like, "You know what? We decided never mind."
Yeah, no. That was not my take on that. Now,
this guy just turned 32. How's his career looking?
Is that DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was also suspended, right?
I know. But see what happens when you get to 30 years old? He did get hurt that year.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird to me. The Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be the guy with multiple ACLs, with other injuries in his kind of Cleveland career, but he's going to be just fine and keep playing great.
No, I certainly understand.
I hope I'm wrong if the Cowboys sign him, by the way.
Now, let's talk about the Monday Night Football game. Is Aaron Judge was in attendance wearing that Tampa Bay Bucks jersey, but this was the most remarkable part to me. Is did you know that this was the second ever fourth quarter comeback Tom Brady has had of 13 points or more?
This was what?
The second ever. Second.
Well, that makes sense because last night when they're like, this is the latest touchdown he's ever scored to take the lead, right? I mean, it's 3 seconds, so it'd have to be no time left, pretty much. But it goes to show this is – now, he's – I love Troy Aikman. Tom Brady's way better than Troy Aikman, and I love Troy Aikman. He's my favorite quarterback of all time. But you know what's tough to have these stats is when you're always winning. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, John Elway, great quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he had to come back a lot.
Yeah.
And so the thing about Tom Brady, which you're going to struggle with these deals, is he was on such great teams, and to me, he was so great that you're going to have games where you struggle to find that he was actually down starting the fourth quarter or late in the fourth quarter.
And, of course, the other one was the much better-known Super Bowl comeback against the Falcons.
Kevin, do you know right now Tom Brady, since his divorce – is 3-1 with two fourth quarter comeback wins.
Did he really lose all that money in crypto?
I don't know the answer to that question, Mike, but I know that he is winning.
I doubt it.
Because if that's a true thing, he's going to have to play longer.
No, I think they were smart enough to just get paid by crypto and not actually paid in crypto or by crypto. Is, by the way, Taysom Hill accomplished a rare feat yesterday. He had a second quarter touchdown. Now, of course, he had the drop, too, that led to the Saints losing that game. But he now has 9 or more receiving touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, and passing touchdowns. He is the first player to do that in the NFL since Frank Gifford in 1964. So we're talking about almost 60 years.
Yeah, we got Al and Frank and Dan. Let's get this party started.
He's way better known for that, like by current people, than he was for playing football.
Oh,
right?
My rowdy friends are here for Monday night.
That was the peak right there.
And since we were talking about the Bucs, the Falcons had to be sad to see them win that game. Arthur Smith has stepped out and said on a potential quarterback change, everything is on the table. We will consider changes at any of our football team's positions right now. And then there was a lot of buzz about could Jimmy Garoppolo go to the San Francisco 49ers. Well, Kyle Shanahan, he didn't say it wouldn't happen for sure, but he said, we look into everything, but that would surprise me right now. We've got to discuss stuff, and I've always been a fan of his, but I feel pretty good with where we're at right now. So he was saying he would be surprised if the 49ers picked up Baker Mayfield.
Because Baker's short.
Yeah, despite
– Who's going to be their backup?
They brought in Josh Johnson again.
He's tall.
Oh, my God.
He likes taller quarterbacks. He doesn't like short guys.
This is the 14th.
Who is Josh – like, who's the person that just, like
– shows up every year and gets a contract?
How does somebody keep getting a job?
He's been on –
You know what? And he stayed with the same team. The old guy from the Florida Gators who's the Miami Heat, and he's, like, in his 38th year. Udonis Haslem.
Udonis Haslem.
I'm like, he's still wearing a uniform? Like,
put him on the court.
Yeah.
He played
against Rolando Blackman.
Josh Johnson has been with 14 different NFL teams, and this is his third run with the San Francisco 49ers. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Diamond Factory. If you want to come see us, we'll be here till 2, but their holiday hours, they're here from 10 to 7 every single day, and they got their happy hour from 3 to 7 every single day. Coming up next, is there currently anything this Cowboys defense can't do? 877-881-1053. Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.